This is Olivia Buckley of Cherry Brook invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Jared Malloy.
Yes, that's right. We finally got someone on the show who knows something about football. So we will be talking football in this hour. But don't worry, there is heaps of great music coming, including Ashley Simpson and Nickelback. But the primary focus of today's program, sex and football. We found a way to combine sex and football.
Oh, how good is this?
Please, Mr. Hunt, more musical if you could.
How good is this? How good is this? Oh, how good is this? How good is this?
All right, you're just repeating yourself now, Chrissy Amphlett. That's the Divinals, Pleasure and Pain. It's Get This around the nation on Triple M. Good morning, Richard Marsland.
Top of the morning to you, Tony.
How's, you know, the buttons going this first week of talking and pushing buttons?
Everything's fine. I seem to be, I'm quite a chameleon. I can do anything. I'm a surgeon with a thing.
Do you know anything about football?
Well, I did watch the soccer.
No, your AFL football.
Oh,
anything?
Yeah. No, a little bit. I got into it last year because I won the footy tips, as a matter of fact.
Really? That's where your authority derives from.
I know. I just got lucky and won the footy tips. Amazing. I'd never really been a fan, but now suddenly I follow a team and I've been to a few games.
We are the weak link on Triple M when it comes to football. So let's bring in someone who does know about footy. It's Jared Malloy. How you doing, sir?
Good, Tony. How are you?
What team do you represent these days?
I've been to so many, it's hard to actually remember who I... I finished at Collingwood.
Yep.
But I do follow both Brisbane and Collingwood, seeing as I spent time there.
Now, let me explain what you're doing on the program. Now, I met you through some mutual friends of ours, Alan and Gailey Hardy.
Yep.
Of course, respected, much-loved producers and writers in the Australian television business. I think they're unemployed at the moment.
Yes. I think they're actually, Alan's just gone to New Zealand.
Has he?
To do some work over there on a local soap.
Oh, well, he gets around. He does. But I've met you a few times at the Hardy's place, and they've just gone, oh, this is Jared. And they haven't bothered to say, A, famous footballer, or B, surname Malloy. Mm. So that's never been mentioned. So I've met you about, you know, three or four times. We've, you know, had a few drinks. At one point, we've gone out to this movie, a whole bunch of us together. We've ended up at this really rowdy pizza restaurant across the road from the cinema. Me and you just sitting there talking. Drunk bloke comes up, looks at you, looks at me, looks back at you, and just goes, oh, good one, and runs off. Okay, what's that about? Have I got food on my face? What's going on? Anyway, month passes. We're at the same place. We're at the same joint again. Another bloke comes up, equally drunk, and he's gone, oh, Martin Malloy.
Right, okay.
And then I've had to say to you, is your name Malloy? And how do they know who you are? So there you go, all that time. I don't think we ever had a single discussion about football.
No. Well, you normally did most of the talking. So
that'd be right.
Yeah.
And I'd often just throw to a Nickelback song, which is rather odd in public. But I did find, I found myself going, oh, right, so this base of football, I'm getting a very cliched idea of what a footballer would think about things. And I've asked you at one point, what do you like watching on the TV? And do you remember what you said?
No.
Arrested Development. No, that's not a very footy answer.
Kind of a highfalutin show, isn't it?
Well, it was just after the footy show.
Right. Yep. Oh, is that your excuse,
yep.
Is it? What do you like about Arrested Development? Do you like Job, the magician?
Yeah, and I love the show. If I could speak English.
There's no need for that on this program.
No, I love the whole show. It's a pity it's not on at a bit better time, really.
It's on at midnight.
Yeah.
But I love that magician, his theme song, The Final Countdown by Europe.
Yeah. If you're going to have a theme song, that's the one, isn't it?
Did you have a theme song when you were playing footy?
No, not really. Didn't really get into it. Eye of the Tiger was always played at some stage when you were playing.
I remember this a few years ago they put out an album with Steve Waugh's album of motivational songs.
Okay. And John Williamson?
That would have been on there. I think there was...
There was Rose Tattoo. Bound for Glory by Mark Williams, probably.
The one that Angry Anderson sang at Kylie's wedding.
Suddenly.
That was on there. But the reason we want you to be here is to, you know, give me some tips on football. So when we have footballing people in here, what can I say so that I instantly sound knowledgeable?
Ask who you think the certainty for the top four is. You always need to know who's going to finish in the top four because I think that's the only place you can win the premiership from now if you finish top four. You get a double chance.
I'm writing that down.
Yep.
What about the, wasn't the Hall of Fame? Was the AFL Hall of Fame this week?
There was. There was the Hall of Fame, and a lot of great players got into there, so you can ask whether or not they've made it into the Hall of Fame.
I see that Harry Beitzel has been inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And someone who got conned by him is not very happy
yep.
about that, because he also did a bit of swindling
right.
on the side. But it wasn't the Swindlers Hall of Fame.
No.
It was the Football Hall of Fame.
It was.
But obviously a controversial figure.
Well, he is, and I didn't know about that, but I'm sure sure that'll come to discussion. But he was a VFL umpire and then became a media commentator. So
now, what about yourself? Controversies? I mean, what was in your years? What was the biggest trouble you got into?
I didn't really get into much trouble.
Nothing at all.
No. I try to stay out of trouble. Got suspended a couple of times.
So. No drunk and disorderly in public.
Not that was caught on tape or videos.
None of the Sam Newman work? Did you see his punch this week?
No, I missed it, but heard all about that. Sammy's going well, isn't he, over there? But no, I never punched anyone, Tony.
Oh, well,
I'm sorry about that. I've disappointed you.
This is hopeless. Did you ever work with Rex Hunt?
No, I didn't, Tony. I have met Rex, though.
All right. Was he naked and cowering in an alleyway?
It could well have been at the time.
Have you downloaded our ringtone yet? Have you got that?
I thought about that. I reckon that's an interesting ringtone.
I heard it go off this morning.
Really?
I was sitting in a joint, having a cup of coffee, and I just suddenly heard, "The girl's happy. She's got no money." And it was just a bloke's phone going off.
Yeah. That'd be for me. It's cutting through to the marketplace. Rex Hunt.
Yeah, Robin Hood's got it on her phone.
Robin Hood, of course. You obviously read this article about... So you don't, hang on, I love this. So you don't know who was in the AFL Hall of Fame,
yeah.
But you have read the New Idea article about Rex Hunt and Robin Hood says. So this is what I love. This is how, because we've been reading out this article all week. But the final quote, "The one thing I have learned out of all of this is on the boat ramp of life, do not get in the way of Rex Hunt or he'll run right over the top of you." The boat ramp of life. You ever use that metaphor before?
No, I haven't. But I suppose it works with fishing, doesn't it?
So much more credence as well, taken from a woman wearing a mermaid costume. So she's half sexy, I guess.
Yeah.
Have you been hearing us misusing that clip?
I have a fair bit.
It's the listeners. They encourage us. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring it to a climax, so to speak, on Monday's show. Mm-hmm. Because it has to end. You know, we just can't keep playing it over and over.
Yeah.
The listeners.
We've been working towards something, Tony. Yeah.
So it's going to be the big Rex Hunt finale on Monday's show. Have I learned anything about football so far? What was that thing you said? Ask about the top four.
Ask about the top four, yeah, double chance.
What about phrases? You do a bit of footy calling, I think, on a rival station. So
I do.
And when you've got nothing to say, when there's like a blank, what are you coming? What's your emergency phrase?
Like about now. I don't have an emergency phrase, but no, the young kid's going well.
Oh, that's good.
Young kid's going well.
Yeah, that's because you might have forgotten his name,
yep.
And you have to have a quick look at the record to see where he's actually come from.
What about Hall of Mirrors or Under the Pump?
Under the Pump, yeah, they use that with the coaches. Yep. That often comes out if the coach is going through a bit of a lean patch and the side's under pressure. Yep.
Not touching that one. That's always useful.
Yeah, Kevin Sheedy, Under the Pump.
But I like that one you said because I love the World Poker Tour.
Yeah.
And I notice whenever they run out of things to say, Mike Sexton will just go... Wow, we're seeing some incredible poker here this afternoon, Vince. And you can tell he has no idea whether we are or not. He's just looking through his form guide.
Well, that's about us.
Well, I think it's time to combine football and sex. Let's do that next on Get This. Yes, that's Nickelback saving me at Get This on Triple M. Good morning, everyone. Me, Tony Martin, Richard Marsland on the buttons.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, everyone.
And ex-Collingwood footballer, Jared Malloy. Is that what you're described as?
Yeah, well, amazingly, when you finish and actually go in the media, they start calling you star.
Oh,
it was the last word that was ever used when I was playing.
I just can't believe no controversies, Jared, surely. I mean, Collingwood, there's always something going on.
There's usually something going on, but I try to stay out of it.
Wow.
I was too busy watching Arrested Development.
I do like Arrested Development.
Oh, it's great.
Did you see the one where Martin Short was in it? And
yeah.
He was quadriplegic.
Yeah, he's being carried around by a big German guy, wasn't he?
A big German guy, and he would get into fights with people, and he'd have the German guy just throw him at them. Did you see Sam?
I'm looking forward to seeing that one.
Did you see the Sam Newman punch?
No, but you might get someone to carry him around and throw him at people now, going by what you said his punch was.
It was a pretty wussy punch.
Because
when you see a punch in the movies, there's always a bit of a recoil. There's always a bit of a wind back.
Mm.
But this was just like a, have a go.
Yeah. I mean, you expect more from a man wearing a pink shirt.
Yeah. Well, he is over 60 now.
Is he just?
Yeah.
Not that you'd know. Someone, I don't mean to be rude about Sam Newman, but we had some friends come down from the Northern Territory who didn't know who Sam Newman was, and they asked me seriously, and they weren't meaning to be offensive or racist. They said, is he half Chinese?
Oh.
They thought that he was literally, like, you know, Keanu Reeves is one quarter Chinese, and they looked at Sam Newman's face and they thought he was half Chinese.
Because of the plastic surgery, you know, Shannon Crawford had a go at that last night.
Did he just?
Has Sam had plastic surgery?
I don't know. I'm not confirming or denying. What was going on the footy show? Was there trouble?
Oh, well, the continuing niggling act between Shane Crawford and Sam Newman reached its zenith, or nadir, if you will, when Sam Newman unloaded a fire extinguisher all over Shane Crawford.
Right.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It's,
let's
it's
move
comedy.
On. I don't want to cop one of those mini punches. Let's change the subject. Let's talk about sex. Have we got some beautiful sensual music for this segment? Okay. All righty. Now, let's have the sex theme. Let's hear it. How do you like this music, Jared?
Yeah, this is good.
So imagine just putting this on. Oh, darling, I'll just put on some music at random. What are you thinking?
This should be Job's theme.
Let's keep the obscure Arrested Development references to ourselves. Look, that's a very fruity saxophone. I'm quite enjoying this.
Yeah.
It's driving the lyrics of Saving Me out of my mind. All right, I'm looking for sex-related stories in the paper. Listen to this, Jarrett. This is from Queensland. Brothels could soon be banned from setting up near cemeteries. Queensland's Urban Local Government Association has called on the Beattie government to legislate against bordellos being set up within 200 metres of a cemetery. As with schools, the request follows an uproar over a now-defunct proposal for a brothel near Ipswich Cemetery. There's a place for brothels and cemeteries, and we don't believe the two mix, said the Ipswich mayor. I like the idea that he's decided there is a place for brothels. Good. The last thing you want is if there's a burial going on with brothel interaction next door.
It's a good place to have your wake, though.
It is. But I agree. I don't think that's right. I think it's disgraceful. I mean, you don't want to be on the job with a prostitute and look out the window and see a gloomy funeral going on, do you?
Who needs that?
Throw you right off your game. Hey, there's people trying to get laid in here. Show some sensitivity. What's going on up in Queensland? Here's some... Look, this is interesting. Do you get into the internet pornography, Jared?
No, not really.
Have you got a blocking device?
Yeah.
Have you got the government's $117 million blocking device that doesn't work at all and simply swears at five-year-old children, as we discovered yesterday?
Does it?
They unveiled something. It didn't work at all. But listen to this. Record numbers of people are downloading pornography from the internet. Campaigners fear that as computer porn becomes more widespread, it will give men unrealistic expectations of their love lives and threaten couples' relationships. So this is what's happening. Men are looking at so much pornography on the internet, it's giving them unrealistic expectations about what to expect from women.
Mm.
Yes, I'm sorry, darling, your breasts just aren't grotesquely distorted enough. Too much dental care, not enough tats, love. The internet has raised my expectations. Unless you're prepared to adopt a harshly lit and inappropriately gynecological approach to, say, doing the vacuuming, you simply won't be meeting my new, incredibly high expectations. Damn you, bigandbouncysluts.com, for redefining my standards of excellence. Okay. Calm it down.
There's blokes at work looking that up now.
See, that's me trying to think of one you could say on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
I've gone with bigandbouncysluts.com. I'm not sure if it exists.
I'm sure it does.
Type that in. What else is going on? Oh, look, one of the least sexy sex scandals is, did you see that business about the Deputy Prime Minister of England, John Prescott? Did you follow his work?
No, I didn't. Just shows I don't really know a lot, doesn't it?
Welcome to Get This.
Yeah.
But he was, remember that sex scandal? Just disturbing.
Yeah, there's a few around in that country when it comes to politics. Which one is this in particular?
The deputy prime minister, and he was involved with his middle-aged secretary and they were on the job, you know, during a funeral or something.
Right. Something in Brisbane.
But listen to this. He's given up his grace and favour country estate, saying free use of the posh pad had become a matter of controversy and criticism. So he's got rid of his country house. Yeah, good move, but not enough to erase the image of him shagging his secretary in the office with the door open, though. We'll have to do more than just sell the house. Flush those disturbing images away.
Get those carpets steam clean.
Oh, hey, Jared, have you ever had sex in a lift?
Oh, that's such a boring life, isn't it?
So you haven't, and neither have I. And have you, Richard?
No, I haven't, no.
Nikki, our producer, sex in a lift? No. Well, that's four. So there's four of us saying no. 1 in 9 Australians have. This is a statistic or a statistic, if you prefer, that we heard a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
1 in 9. And yet I've been asking around the station, nobody so far has had sex in a lift. And surely AFL footballers, that's what be all they'd be doing.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of lifts at the footy ground, so...
Mm. Is it because we have the glass lift? Is
that that's why? What I was worried about. I mean, the Christmas party, those figures are just taken from last year's do.
Time for one more sex-related story. What have we got here? Oh, yeah, listen to this. The tax office has vowed to, quote, stay involved with brothels and erotic dance clubs after its unannounced investigators sampled 50 venues and uncovered rampant tax evasion.
Yeah. They're getting contra.
Would that be claimable, you think? Would they then be filling out tax forms? I don't know. Guys from the tax office... down at the local brothel or strip club. That's great what you're doing to my penis, but can I inquire if you have an ABN number? Those breasts are fantastic, but I'm going to need to see receipts. I should tell you at this point that strap-on device is both painful and claimable. Oh, look, is that enough from the sex report this week? Show's turned fruity. Hey, Jared, what about that football with a round ball? Have you seen that one?
Soccer. Yes.
Did you get into that?
Not particularly, no. I actually was in Sydney doing a game up there for the AFL and went home and thought I'll look forward to watching a game here, and it was England and Paraguay.
How'd that go?
I missed the first goal, so the next 40 minutes was excruciating. I actually turned over, of all things, to Titanic.
Oh, right. Do you like that?
It was shorter, wasn't it? Than the soccer.
I think it might have been. Hey, I don't know if you're aware of this, we have the most informed football soccer segment on radio.
Yeah, it's great.
With Ed Cavalier.
Deep from the heart of World Cup country in, Czech Republic.
Yeah. Okay, that'll be next. Get
this. We're here till the job's done, and we won't be here a day longer.
For Mrs. Olivia Buckley of Cherry Brook on Triple M.
You're listening to Get This on Triple M, and Jared Malloy is co-hosting. I found an interview with you on the internet. Got lots of, you know, favourite this, favourite that, and you've named your favourite radio station as one of our rivals, and then you're telling me you don't even remember saying that a second about.
No, I think what happens with those surveys is that other players and the like get hold of them and change a few of the answers, but
I can never
actually remember writing that and listening to them. But
right, so you don't like leaping out of a car in a back alleyway, flinging your clothes off and saying you're going to give me a heart attack to a woman who's breathing on you. That's not true at all.
Depends who it is. Right?
Well, I'll tell you who it's going to be next. Hopefully, Ed Cavalier here at Get This. 1, 2. D-ball. That's John Lennon. Nobody told me here at Get This on Triple M around the nation. Morning, everybody. Me, Tony Martin, Richard Marsland and Jared Malloy. Doing special comments. hey, you want to hear some... you're going to be really impressed, Jared, by the level of football talk that you're about to experience as we cross to Ed Cavalier in Prague. My life, my dream, nothing's going to stop. Not here, Fister. Now.
Oh, wow. The mail is in the kit, man.
How are you, Ed?
I'm very good. Hello, Jared. Hello, Richard.
How you doing, Ed?
Whereabouts are you?
I'm at a nightclub called Duplex in the centre of Prague, and we weren't going to come in, because the guy that was kind of spruiking it came up to us and said, hello, boys, come in, it's only 300 karani to go in. And we went, oh, that sounds a bit much. And then he goes, yeah, but it's free to leave.
Is it still free to leave the Czech Republic, though?
Did you see what happened this morning? Did you guys get up and watch it?
Yeah, Czech Republic went down. Is that right? To Italy 2-0?
Yeah, they did, but that doesn't matter because the Socceroos,
yes,
2-2 draw against Croatia.
Is that
and
right?
We're through.
We're not talking about it down here.
Jared's heard nothing.
All right. Well, Jared, basically, it's the greatest day in Australian history, and it was with everyone against us. One of the Croatian players that's Australian. There's three of them. He got two yellow cards, which means he gets red carded, and the ref forgot. So for 10 minutes, he was just playing when he shouldn't have been on the field.
What's the best thing to do in those circumstances, Jared? Is it just to go up and nut the ref? Is that what you do?
You go and grab him. Let him know.
Hey, I think Richard Marsland has got an interesting fact for you about Prague.
Yeah,
where's it, Rich?
Thought you might be interested to know that the only World Cup going on in Prague at any time is the World Skateboarding Competition. It's called the Mystic Skate Cup.
Is it now?
Not at the moment. No, I think it's in good skateboarding weather, though.
Would it matter if it was now, Ed? Would you be reporting? I mean, what are you doing in Prague? You're meant to be in Germany.
Well, we're leaving. We've decided we're going to Kaiserslautern to the Italy game. We've booked a train, like a midnight train, and then we're going to go and see a Tool concert on Sunday night, and then stay up and catch a midnight train to Kaiserslautern.
Right. When you say a Tool concert, you mean James Blunt? Sorry, I couldn't resist. Sorry.
Where are you now? You know, I haven't heard it. I haven't heard any Blunty since I've been over here.
You are joking.
I haven't. Not one bar, not one semi by the sea, you know, not even one. They're a little bit fixated on Madonna and Cher. Cher gets a big run in Czech Republic these days.
Wow. What about Otto Pfister? Any news at all?
Yeah, big news, big Pfister news. Praha is just abuzz with Pfister news. Tomorrow is could be his last game in charge of Togo. Let's be honest, haven't gone all that well. And what might happen is, if Togo beat or draw with France, they're going to knock France out of the tournament. And that would be a big cue for Mr. Pfister and his charges.
So that might, give him a bit of a boost that he needs since becoming, mocked as Mr. Wet T-shirt.
That's Mr. Wet T-shirt to you. Thank you, Tony.
Hey, Ed, we've got a new Otto Pfister theme.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yes, let's hear it.
Listen to this. Come on, Pfister. Pfister.
It is always Pfister time around in Praha in the summer. That's you've done that thing that you do so well where you slow it down to make it sound more seedy than it actually is.
Yeah, that's Maddie in production loves doing that. Okay, have you got any more important football information to distribute?
This is the problem, Tone. Ask me one question, I'm sweet. Two, and I'm in a world of trouble.
Well, I'll tell you what, you get along to that Tool concert on Sunday.
Mm,
and
gonna be sweet.
Maybe we'll have some information from that on Monday's program.
Just quickly, we went to go and swim in the drain, which is the beach in the city.
Yep.
And when we got there, we realised that we'd made a mistake. And what it is, it's just a barge that they put sand on.
Like a portable beach.
Wow. I mean, what I love is that so many of the newspapers are plagiarising the bombshells we're dropping in this segment.
Yeah.
That will be all over the Australian tomorrow.
I knew it.
Okay.
Knew it.
Thank you very much. Right. Triple M's Ed Cavalli. Let me go on like I Pfister. In that song. Let me go on. Big octave. I know you. That's Ashley Simpson, Lala, here at Get This on Triple M. Jared Malloy is joining us so that we can call the program Martin Malloy. That's a long bow. He used to play for Collingwood. See, I know something.
Yep.
Pretty impressive. Richard Marsland pushing the buttons, and I'm just looking for news stories. Oh, look, whenever there's a celebrity in court, you wait for the pun. What's the gag going to be? Sam Tolge, of course, in some sort of drunk driving incident yesterday. Actor brought to heel. I love that. Her lawyer said she accepts full responsibility for her actions. She is embarrassed and ashamed and hot. That's what he said. Oh, that's a good look coming out. She's very good at walking in and out of court in that fancy suit. That's
fascinating. Well, I heard she was due in court at 8:30, but she didn't get on until about 8:37.
Oh! Yes. Should have saved that for Rove.
I should have.
That would have been solid gold on Rove, Rich.
It's brilliant.
You've broken that out too early. I love it when the celebrities are in court because, of course, this week we had Mark Seymour fighting with his ex. And on day one, it was...
This is one woman Mark Seymour wishes he'd never thrown his arms around.
But it did have a happy ending.
The hunter is no longer the hunted.
Outstanding. Take a three-day weekend.
Let's take a climb up Talkback Mountain. Because what do you do now, Jared? You teach or coach, if you like? the kids playing football.
I do. I'm involved in one of the under-18 sides, the Oakley Chargers, and... enjoying that.
Are they, you know, trouble? Hard to work with?
No, most of them are pretty good, but as you'd imagine with 16 to 18-year-olds, there is a little bit going on.
They're all on the net pornography all day. And the heroin, I'm assuming.
No doubt they're looking up that website you mentioned earlier.
BigandBouncySluts.com. We haven't worked out if it's real or not. But we're going to buy that domain name. And now, look, what I love is occasionally on your current affair or today, tonight, there will be... disputes at the kids' football, and you'll see shaky home video footage of parents punching out a coach or parents punching each other. Does that sort of stuff go on down your neck of the woods?
It does go on all around sport, I think. I think a lot of parents get overly involved in their kids' sport. And
does it get heated? Do you ever get targeted?
No, but I've had a couple of parents come up and ask me what's going on with their sons in football, and let's pass it off to the senior coach. Wander the other way.
Who is the senior coach?
Rowan Welsh. You'd know him well.
He's fantastic. Welshy?
Yep.
Oh, man.
The roaster.
Yeah, Busher. And he played for Carlton.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yep.
They were great.
Yep.
have you done any kids' sports? I mean, I did rugby at school in New Zealand, but it's, you know, when you're a tiny stick figure and most of the other team are, you know, huge Samoan bloke.
It's a recipe
for tears. What about you, Maslow? Did you get into... Sorry to call you Maslow. I'm just trying it out. You know, footy at school?
Yeah, did a little bit of footy, played for the Virginia Rams for just a season. the world-famous Virginia Rams in South Australia, but cricket and basketball as well.
Right.
But I had a major problem with football because at half-time or at quarter-time, they give you oranges.
Yep.
And as a kid, I wasn't a fan of oranges, but you couldn't get anything else. And I demanded some other kind of citrus.
Red Bull.
Lemons would have been better.
They could have given you something.
I don't know, but anyway.
Right, and is there any controversy down at that team of yours?
Nothing. No controversy at the moment, no. One of our kids did get king hit the other night at a nightclub.
At a nightclub?
Yeah, he's 18 though, so it's all right. Legal.
And was it captured on tape?
No.
Oh, there's your mistake.
No. But...
Wow, I just can't believe it, Jared. No drink driving incidents?
No.
No in court? Nothing? Urinating in public? Here's something I like when footballers go to the casino... And they haven't got time to leave the table, so they're just, you know, having a urinate underneath the blackjack table. Occasionally you'll see that in the news.
Yeah, not next to me, hopefully.
No. And hopefully the urinal cakes just on the ground there too, because it'd be thoughtless otherwise. Okay, but now that we have an expert, let's set up a bit of a footy tribunal. Do you want to do that?
Absolutely. I'll be the court stenographer. I'll read it back to you.
Yep, thank you. That'd be good. I was wondering what that was.
So if you're, you know, involved in kids' sports, let's not just limit it to football, any kind of football, and there's been an incident, a dispute, some trouble, some colourful behaviour, some sledging, is that the word?
Sledging, yep.
Sledging. That's just swearing, is it? Is that what that is?
No, it's just making comments about your mother and stuff like that.
I always like to think it was somebody with a sledgehammer that they'd somehow smuggled onto the footy field. I'm learning so much today. What was that phrase I have to use? Who do you fancy for the top four?
Yep.
That's right, that down, Maslow.
Who do you fancy
for the top four? I'll be trying that out on everyone now.
Double chance.
Double chance?
It gives you the double chance.
Under the pump. Not touching that one. All right, I'm ready to go for the footy show call.
Get yourself into the Hall of Mirrors, Tony Martin.
We want you to call us up with colourful behaviour from the junior footy fields or any sporting field whatsoever. 1-333-53. Green Day, time of your life here at Get This, Triple M, time for Talkback Mountain. Foot footballer Jared Molloy is with us on the panel today. Can I ask, Jared, have you ever had your name mispronounced by Victorian Premier Steve Bratt?
No, but he's done it a few times.
Oh, it's becoming his kind of shtick, isn't it?
Yeah. Did he introduce Bert Newton as Bob Newton?
Bob Newton.
And Ogilvy as Peter Ogilvy.
Is that right? I think he introduced him as Ian Ogilvy. From Return of the Saints, sorry. And then someone else, I can't remember.
Brian Cook from Geelong.
He introduced him as Adnan Khashoggi. I don't know, what is he doing? All right, well, we're talking about, because Jared does a bit of coaching of the kiddies on the football field, always the scene of colourful disputes. Let's hear about some. Who have we got first?
Let's talk to Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
How you going, man?
You've got a kids' sport dispute for us.
Yeah, well, it's not too much kids, but certainly involved younger players. About 20 years ago, we were playing a game of football at Seaford.
Yes.
And during the course of the game, all the players' wives and girlfriends are sitting on the car bonnets watching the football, and at some stage, a few words were exchanged, and next thing, all the girls are punching on, and players had to run off the field to drag their wives and girlfriends out of the fight.
Oh, that's fantastic. And sadly, would have been just before the era of home video, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was, sorry. Yeah, Super 8, I think.
Super 8, get that process. Wow, and were you involved in that melee?
I was actually, my wife was pregnant at the time.
Oh, that's
and,
so good.
It was all sort of going on around there, just to make sure she wasn't sort of cleaned up in the altercation.
Wow, have you seen that kind of behaviour, Jared?
No, I haven't, but it would have been interesting, I reckon.
What is the melee rule that you're not happy with, according to this interview,
yeah,
you didn't do?
If it's more than three people in, I think you get fined.
All right.
Yeah, I just didn't like losing the money.
So how many does it require for a melee?
Four.
Four. How many for a brouhaha?
How many for a Donnybrook?
Eight. Donnybrook is...
26.
And imbroglio? Learning the terms. Yeah. Thank you very much, Kevin. That sounds great. I love a good girlfriend's punching on.
Mm. It's amazing that the whole game stopped.
That's right. That's a whole channel on Foxtel, I reckon. Footy girlfriends punching on. Who else have we got?
We've got David...
David, are you there, Dave?
It's a woman, but I can't...
No, it's Gabe, G-A-B-E.
Okay. Oh,
my apologies. Sorry, Gabe. Can you top that?
We've got what have you got for us?
About 3 years ago, my kids used to play hockey for under-7s, two boys.
Right.
And they were playing against this other team, and at half-time, when we came off for the break, the other coach of the other team absolutely ripped it up these little kids for not playing properly.
They were
under-7s.
Wow, under seven.
Under seven.
With, I'm presuming, tiny little hockey sticks.
Yes, little wee ones.
Oh, fantastic. And how did that end up?
Oh, all the other parents were just mortified, and we were sort of glad he wasn't our coach.
Wow. I mean, Jared, you don't get down as low as under sevens, do you?
No, I don't. But you've got to get them going young, don't you? Got it drilled into them from the start.
Do you get tough with them?
Sometimes you do, but... they're a little bit older, probably, and used to it. So I certainly wouldn't yell at a seven-year-old.
And can I ask, Gabe, did someone come on and go the kiddies with a bit of pepper spray?
No.
That happens in WA, we're told. Kids can be pepper sprayed at age 10 in WA.
That's pretty sad, isn't it?
It's with the light formula, though. So
I see. That all makes it all the difference.
Wow. Well, that's a great dispute. I think we've got more, though. Who's next?
Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, thanks, mate. You have a sports dispute to unload?
Yeah, I used to coach an under-18 side up in North Queensland for league, and we played this side one day, and the opposing winger stood up our winger not once, not twice, but three times and scored, and each time he'd point to our winger as he'd run past him, and as he scored the third try, he's walking back, and our winger's mother actually walked onto the field and belted him.
Oh, the mother's walked on.
Oh, it's unbelievable. We just everyone just stood there and we all started cracking up laughing, actually. But it was just amazing. She just walked on and gave him a tirade, you know. Don't your dad do that to my boy, and just belted him.
Oh, I love it because you see the angry mums on Current Affair and they are scary. And they get so scary, some of them seem to get banned from going to the game.
When this happened, because he's currently playing A grade, and last year he won best and fairest in A grade, we actually rolled out the old tape. We still got it on video, so we rolled out presentation.
Very nice. Do you see this kind of stuff, Jared?
We see a little bit of it. Yeah, mums are probably more fanatical at times than the dads. But I'm pretty happy my mum didn't walk out and do that. She probably had on occasions the right to do it. But.
I saw they showed one on A Current Affair, this woman who'd been banned from going, but she was sending someone else along to video the game. And then they had footage of her sitting in her lounge room, just abusing everyone, just abusing the footage.
Doing her own tribunal.
Just going them. Well, that's quite a collection. Are we running over, Mr. Mars?
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, look, we'd love to sit here and talk informed football all day. Thanks for coming in, Jared.
Thanks for having me. Sensational.
I'm sorry we, you know, didn't really get anything shocking out of you. There must be footage somewhere of you doing something wrong.
Probably. I haven't seen it, though.
All right. Send it in to us via the Get This website. It's the end of the week, so I certainly have to thank Mr. Richard Marsden for pushing buttons and talking at the same time, much as proper radio announcers do, so we're told. Thank you very much to our brilliant producer, Nikki, to Matty Dow making the sketches till all hours, and he's going to be put to the test tonight because we are working on the ultimate Rex Hunt sketch for Monday's program. But how's this? It's not going to have any Rex Hunt in it.
Okay.
Work that out. What are we up to? It's all going to be revealed on Monday's show. And obviously, I've got to thank Anna on the phones and all the network knob jockeys. Jared, do you have anything to plug? No?
No, sorry, mate.
Nobody has had anything to plug for the whole week.
Very disappointing.
I need any printing.
Printing?
Printing.
Yep. You do a bit of printing?
I do a bit of printing.
Do you want to? Can you mention a business, obviously? Go on, do it.
My business is Sevenwood, so it's printing.
In Melbourne?
In Melbourne, yep, to letterhead, business cards, all that sort of stuff.
So if you needed an obscene placard for the junior footy?
Yep, yeah, I can do that.
The name of the company is?
Sevenwood.
Sevenwood. There you go, check that out. And thanks to everyone who took part. I think our key phrase today was the one I've learned. I can try it out on any footballer. Who do you fancy in the top four? And we will be back on Monday where writer Michael Ward will be helping us to put an end to the Rex Hunt madness once and for all.